Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Adriana. How can I assist you today?
First of all, let me ask you this. Are you a manager?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I have been having some issues with a lot of my orders lately. And, this is really starting to piss me off because I've had, at this point, probably six orders, maybe more, maybe less, that have been broken every single time I get them. I know for a fact at least the last four orders back to back have been broken. And then I have to sit here and wait a month plus to get pieces that I should have already had by now, and I get them again and they're broken again. And I request for a callback from a supervisor last week. Nobody ever called me. Nobody ever reached out to me. The lady told me that I should have gotten a call within 24 hours. I literally waited all the way up until now when I should have gotten a call last week. You know what I mean? And then, your customer service people basically blow you off like it's nothing. And I want to know what can be done about this because, literally, I was waiting for a piece that was broken. I get it again, and guess what? It's broken again along with another piece. You sent me three pieces last time. Two out of the three were broken. And now you've already charged me for another one piece without even telling me what's going on with the other two that were supposed to be replaced.
Okay, I do apologize for that. She provided me your account number here, and I'm reviewing the account. Let's see.
And you can see that it's not just one or two pieces. Otherwise, I wouldn't care if it was just one or two. But at this point, it's getting to be ridiculous. I should almost be done with this damn thing by now, but I'm not because I have to constantly be waiting for y'all to fix broke or to send me non-broken pieces.
Yes, sir, I do apologize for that. Whenever you do receive the broken pieces, are you providing pictures to us so we can
Yes.
make sure that the warehouse manager, okay, I'll go
Yes,
back
I've
and pull
sent y'all,
those.
I mean, that's y'all's policy every single time, and I always send y'all pictures with my account thing.
Okay, I'll go back and look for those pictures to be able to provide it over to the warehouse manager to make sure that they're double checking your shipments. Let's see. And is there anything wrong with the packaging? The way that it's being packaged, is there not enough foam? Do you see in that? In the
There's
box
no
itself?
foam. What are you talking about foam? There ain't no foam in that damn thing.
That's why I'm asking, so I don't
They
work in the warehouse.
basically what it is it's like a piece of paper. That's it. That's what y'all use. Y'all put paper in there. Y'all don't use any kind of foam. You don't use any kind of special packaging whatsoever.
Okay.
But I
Let's
mean,
see.
you know how expensive these things are. What can be done? Because this really makes me mad. Y'all's lack of customer service and lack of any kind of empathy or anybody that even gives a damn up there. You know what I mean? You can tell in that last girl's voice that she didn't give a shit what I was talking about. She was ready to just hang up with me and be done and be on to the next shit. Which, I mean, I've worked in call centers before and I understand how it goes. But come on, you can take 2 seconds to pretend like you care. You know what I mean? Because this is something that's really frustrating to me when I've spent so much money with y'all's company. Is it hard to get somebody that gives a damn? Or someone that can do something about this? Because at this point, I've put a lot of money into this damn thing.
Yes, sir, I understand, and I do apologize if these items keep arriving to you damaged like that. And so you did mention that one of the ones that you did receive as a reship also arrived damaged to you. May I have the name of the item that you received damaged again?
Viper.
The Viper. Okay.
Because the last shipment I received, you sent me three pieces. You sent me Black Widow, Bullseye, and Viper. And Bullseye and Viper were broken. And like I said, that Viper was supposed to be a replacement for the other one. I mean, I'm sure if I look in my email, I'll tell you exactly how many times I've some pictures of with these things in there, you know? Let's see here. Broken piece. One, two. Let's see, that's two right there. I know there's been more of these, but I've got a million. Let's see. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. I've got at least 11 emails that I've sent y'all. 12 different emails that I've gone back and forth with y'all with broken pieces and shit, you know?
Yes, sir, I understand. I'm going to go back and pull those emails to review them myself as well as and get that sent over to upper management with the warehouse to make sure that they're packaging the boxes right so they don't arrive to you damaged, as well as with the order that was recently sent to the warehouse today, the new one that was sent to the warehouse today. I'm not able to do anything about that one, but what I can offer is a free shipment for the next order, which is scheduled for the 15th of April.
Now, what does that mean, a free shipment? Like, where you send me the pieces for free?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That definitely makes me happy.
Yes, sir. I will have the next shipment be sent to you for free. I do apologize once again for this error that keeps occurring. We're trying to fix that. I know that with the warehouse move last year, a lot of our, I'm not sure what's really going on in the warehouse from, they're getting
y'all always said it the same way since I've been getting them. And I honestly hadn't had any problems until within the last, I would say, 5 months or so. You know, because the first, like, however many shipments I got, I didn't get a single broken piece. And then literally it's been like, I can't even begin to tell you which one it started with, but it just, like I said, the lizard, I think it was. It started with, like, the lizard or something like that, and then every single shipment after that has been broken. And, I mean, someone tried to tell me that there's no way it would have came from the warehouse broken, but come on now. The way that it's not like it's a piece is floating around in the box. No, like, the little boxes y'all put them in is where it's broken, and you can see, like, when you look at the box most of the time at the actual figure, it doesn't look broken until you open it up, and then you open it up and the whole thing falls apart. You know what I mean? So I don't know if it's just, like, mishandling on someone in the warehouse's part, or if it's, you know, because half the time when they're broken, the boxes that I receive, now the last one did look a little crunched on the side, but for the most part, all the other boxes look pristine and there's nothing wrong with them, you know? So I don't know where it's happening that it's getting messed up, but obviously somewhere between y'all putting it in the box and it going out is, you know, obviously.
Yes, sir, I believe it, because ever since we moved to the new warehouse with new workers, they're getting used to our Eagle Moss products, because we did move from one state to another. And that's why we're now requesting for pictures, so upper management with the warehouse sees what we're dealing with on a daily basis with customers receiving their package damage so often. So that's why we always ask for pictures so they see it themselves. And it could be that they not double checking the item as well, or mishandling between them picking it out and putting it in the box and having it ship out. That also does happen. And I do apologize for that. I'll make sure to have the next shipment arrive to you for free. I'm not able to fix the one that was recently sent today, but I know the next one will be arriving to you for free. Okay. And I also go back and pull those emails that you've been sending us with those pictures to make sure that upper management do view those pictures to make sure that they're handling your orders correctly. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, one or two, that's okay. You know, shit happens. But, like, now it's getting into, like, double digits worth of things. And that, you know, like, I appreciate what you're doing for me, you know, but it's like, to me, that, you know, once it gets that much, it's like, come on now, someone really needs to take a look at it at that point, you know?
So. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. All right. Well, thank you.
Yes, sir. We thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Please hold for one short question survey at the end of this call. All right.